Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I've got that old rascal Luke Clayton on the phone with me today. Luke, I have to tell you, we had an odd thing happen this week, and you called it a hunter's moon. Let's start off with that. What is a hunter's moon?
Well, Cindy, I've been hunting around and on and during the hunter's moon most of my life. And I did a little research. You know, I don't think there's a real definitive answer to that. Now, if you Google Hunter's Moon, what you'll find is that it's the moon after the full moon, after the harvest moon. Well, that's a partial answer, but also you'll find out that the Native Americans more or less honored the Hunter's Moon. Now, I can tell you this, the Hunter's Moon was named appropriately because last night, or actually two nights ago, during the peak of the Hunter's Moon, I was out in the woods hunting hogs, and the moon, I watched the moon just to come up over the horizon over on the eastern side of the world, you know, and come up. I was out there about, well, just before sundown, and I stayed out there until 10:30. And it was almost as bright as day, Cindy. The Hunter's Moon is it's a time to be out in the woods. I can see why the Native Americans called it that, because I know they were out trying to collect some meat, and they could also move about during the Hunter's Moon.
You know, you referred to, I've been doing this all my life. You've had an interesting life. You started hunting when you were pretty little.
Yep, I started hunting when I was probably about 6 or 7 or something like that. And I've spent a lot of time out in the great outdoors, you know, Cindy. And I've really, to me, that is kind of an escape hatch. I think more and more people are learning that the outdoors is an escape hatch for the modern society. You know, we live in an era now with somewhat instant gratification in a lot of ways, or at least the young people think that with, you know, internet and all the different mediums that they have to go to. But there is nothing quite like spending time out in the outdoors and experiencing, you know, Mother Nature firsthand.
And there's one thing that Mother Nature will always teach you, and that is you can't hurry everything.
You cannot hurry everything, Cindy. That's a very true statement right there. When you're out there, you know, you may have been fishing during the period when the fish were jumping out of the lake, so to speak, the day before. Well, the day you go fishing, they may not be doing that. And if mankind ever really, really figures out what makes game and fish move at a certain time, or feed, fish feed and game up and moving, I've told a lot of people this, they would be millionaires. The outdoors is not a constant like the polar star. We can't always say, okay, it's going to be doing this or things are going to be happening like this at a certain time.
And one thing that you always encourage people to get out and do is to enjoy the great outdoors. Luke, thank you so much for your time talking a little bit about, you know, the Hunter's Moon and how there are some things in life you just have to take it as it comes. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet. I look forward to being with everyone next week, Cindy.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tex Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, Shockstrap, Night Sight, and SunOpticsUSA.com.